It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Monday, October 18th. I'm John Moe. It doesn't always get the attention that smartphone technology does, but surveillance technology is making big leaps and raising big issues. Today, another of our mind-blowing Mondays with Jonathan Zittrain, co-director of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. Jonathan's been looking at some new software for Canon copiers.
This piece of software called Uniflow 5 has a new feature. You can set it, if you're in an office environment and you're the office manager, to identify keywords in the documents that people are copying using the copier. And if there are certain keywords in it, it will refuse to copy them and, in fact, send a little scan of what the person was trying to copy to the nanny of the office. You could even come up with sort of innocuous watermarking. So if there's a document that's meant to be confidential, you could salt it with the secret keyword or sentence, "The sun rises early in the east." Anyway, as I was saying about this important plan, and that phrase would be enough to trigger the block and the report.
So that's this new Canon product. Let's talk about some driving technology. You know, we've talked about keeping an eye on your employees when they're in the office. Then there's this way of keeping your eye on your employees when they're on the road.
Yes, there are now a number of enterprises you can get involved in where you are assisting others with cheap, ubiquitous surveillance. Smart Drive, a company that allows somebody with a fleet, maybe a fleet of limousines or a fleet of delivery trucks, to put a small camera in the windshield of the truck facing forward, and then should anything unusual happen, the accelerometer inside this device detects a sudden swoop of the car, it will actually send the previous 30 seconds of footage and the next 30 seconds off to one of these contractors who, instead of playing solitaire, is waiting to earn a penny by looking at that minute of footage and clicking a button that says unsafe lane change or false alarm. And within 2 minutes, then, the supervisor can be calling the truck driver and say, "Whoa, you know, you almost hit that rabbit. Be more careful as you drive."
Oh, my.
And it just shows the extent to which what you can't do by computer, you can do by people.
Jonathan talked about another recent story involving people on home computers monitoring security cameras and getting paid for whistleblowing. Becomes a sort of video game / game show / reality program. Hear that conversation at marketplacetech.org. I asked Jonathan why surveillance technology is suddenly so pervasive.
I think it represents just how cheap it is to implement these sorts of technologies. And often for truly transformative technologies, what my colleague Clay Christensen at the business school calls disruptive innovation, not so-called mere exploitative innovation where you're making it bigger and faster and louder, but doing something really different, often you won't find market demand for it at first because people don't even realize they want it. And often that will turn out to take us in surprising directions. I mean, how will it be used once a copier is smart enough to report what it's seeing? I don't know, but at some point, just like Google Flu Trends tries to figure out where colds are really getting bad by figuring out where there are disproportionate numbers of searches for Robitussin, you could actually see at Canon Central, they could make an assessment of, wow, here's the most copied phrase in all of humanity right now, and come up with some pretty interesting statistics.
I want to put a surveillance camera at Canon Central and then sit at home and watch it and see whatever they spot and then report those things when I see them.
It's reminiscent of the great line from The Simpsons where they say, "Yes, but who will watch the watchers?" And Homer Simpson immediately says, "I don't know, Coast Guard?"
Jonathan Zittrain is the co-founder and co-director of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. Jonathan, you've given us lots to think about and troubled and inspired us simultaneously.
Then my work is done.
Producer Larissa Anderson is here.
John, speaking of surveillance, a site called Just Spotted goes live tomorrow. It takes location data about celebrities from social media sites like Twitter, Facebook, Foursquare, anywhere information is publicly shared. And then it puts them on a Google map.
So you can look at where famous people are and track them like wild animals.
Yeah, like the bobcats they are. Developers of the site say they're just trying to connect celebrities to their fans and that it won't be fast enough for fans to find stars and locations. You know, they'll be able to get away.
They'll be able to escape. So as long as Justin Timberlake is constantly moving like some sort of shark,
then he's safe and nobody's hurt.
Nobody's hurt except society. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.